Did you see the other thing that happened that nobody is talking about? Did you see who they gave running back snaps to during training camp? For those of you that missed it, maybe you had to go out of town and visit the in-laws. Maybe your kids had baseball practice weekend. Let me tell you, the Chiefs gave Kadarius Toney some snaps at running back. He ran drills with the running backs this weekend. Interesting. Very interesting that they would do this. Him converting to running back, in my opinion, is his best chance of turning things around and being a productive NFL player. That is his best chance. He is not a good wide receiver. I know what you guys are going to tell me, that one time he made that one play. I know. I've seen enough Kadarius Toney as an NFL wide receiver to tell you he is not that good at it. And the big plays that you think you're getting from Kadarius Toney in the passing game, you have not gotten it in the league. And this is year three for Kadarius Toney. You have not gotten consistent big play production in the pass game as a slot receiver. What if you could take that shiftiness, make him your second running back, and instead of trying to force feed him touches on the outside, you just turn around and hand it to him? Now, I understand the injury risk, but you also are going to give him the ball 50, 75 times over the course of the season, maybe a little bit more, maybe an injury possibly happens. But Rob, I do not hate this idea as him being a third running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. You got Pacheco at one, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at two. You guys can tell me about Denarik Prince and all these other options. Kadarius Toney might be their third best rushing option if they are committed to converting him to running back. You can also throw it to him out of the backfield, make him more like Jerick McKinnon. I actually don't hate this idea for Kadarius Toney. This makes a lot of sense.
Except for the part where you forget that he's the most fragile person on the Chiefs roster. I mean, he makes Clyde Edwards-Helaire look like Cal Ripken Jr. next to him. You're telling me we're going to take him out of a position where there's low wear and tear. There is wear and tear at wideout, but it's relatively low. And we're going to put him in a position where he takes more hits on every play. And you think that's the plan, to have him sustain for a whole season and get the most out of him? Hey, wide receiver gets hit, what, 100 times a year? I don't know, just pulling a number. You think running back, where a guy gets hit 300 times, is better utilizing Mr. Fragile? The idea is cool. The idea is cutesy, but this just feels like they're trying stuff because they don't have a solution to the problem, which is Kadarius Toney doesn't have a slot on this roster. He just doesn't. Like, he can't handle the wear and tear of the position.
I don't disagree with you, but you can agree that there is something there that I am at least willing to give it a try. I'm willing to give it a try. I'm not here telling you that it works. I don't know if it works. It probably doesn't work. But we have seen 3 years of him at wide receiver. He has 760 yards and three touchdowns, and he is averaging 9.3 yards per catch. Whatever you think Kadarius Toney can be as a wide receiver, stop it. No, he will not be any of those things. He has a chance to be a productive change of pace running back given his play style. And you're right. His body will probably break down. His body will probably fall apart. It's doing that at wide receiver right now. You remember that line in 40-Year-Old Virgin where they talked about trying some wrong? Hey, this is the time to do it. It's training camp, and you do not have a good option at this position. It's not like right now they have some rookie running back that we all want to see that we think you're blocking. That's what the preseason is for. Try it. You got extra time in the preseason to let them run these drills. You got extra time. If I'm the Chiefs, I have a game where I give Kadarius Toney 10 carries and just see if he can do it or not.
A preseason game or a real game?
A preseason game, I give him 10 carries.
You know, he has 11 carries in his career for 31 yards.
He only got about 40 catches in his career in the 3 years. He ain't been good. He has not been good. I try it. I try it. Text line 913-586-7610. You guys are telling me that I'm wrong on this, and that's perfectly fine. I'm willing to give it a try. CDOT, this feels like when the Royals desperately tried to make Mondesi work. I don't disagree with you. I would just say for right now, that's what this time is for. it's the preseason. So try some things out. This isn't goofy. This is a better idea than when you guys tried to tell me that Justin Reed should be doing the kickoffs.
No, this is a better idea. I'm not letting you do that. And
that was a silly Justin May, there's nothing to talk about topic. They haven't tried it for a second. They've never brought it up again.
Well, Justin Reed's hurt. They can't practice it when one guy's in shorts and a t-shirt. If he was healthy, you would see it at camp.
Point. You got me. Good point.
You're gonna run him out there, and be like, "Hey, listen, you can't play, but go run this practice drill.
You better be kicking the ball."
If you were to say, "Hey, they're both unlikely. They're both dark horse, shot in the dark. They're both +500 bets. What's more likely? Justin Reed kicks off this year, and Kadarius Toney takes a snap at running back.
I'll take Kadarius Toney.
I'll take Kadarius Toney. I'm in a disadvantage because his health. But
no, the fact that they are trying it day one tells me they've been thinking about this.
To be fair, they tried Justin Reed at OTAs kicking the ball. That's day one.
Doing OTAs and now that you're actually at camp and you're trying this idea and you're trying it in front of the public, you know people are talking about this. If they were doing this in mini camp, I would kind of disregard. Like, it's mini camp, it's whatever. You are not wasting reps anymore if you were the Chiefs. Like, this is real. Let's get prepared for the start of the season. And they don't. Who's their third running back? Denarik Prince? This Keyonte Ingram? That's their third running back? Luis Riz-Zamet, who has only played football in Madden? That's your option? I really don't hate it. And I will say this could help one of your roster situations. You have Kadarius Toney as your third down back. You can still keep Sky Moore, and you have both of them on the team. You don't have to cut any of them. If an injury happens, you can easily just slide Kadarius Toney over to that spot. More and more, this is actually starting to make a lot of sense to me of moving him over to be that third running back. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier.
So we have the whole point is to say keep the make sure not to
yeah,
cut.
We're trying to get creative.
We're trying to make sure we protect Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney from getting cut. Because if we lost one of those guys, well, the sky would really start falling in. You're telling me if they cut Toney because he's not a good wideout or a good running back, and they kept Moore, and then someone got hurt, the earth would stand still if they had to have Nico Remigio play a few snaps.
Yeah, you don't have to go out on the waiver wire. You already got a receiver that knows the team.
This actually
makes a lot of sense to me. This is better than whenever they do the, and you know they're going to bust it out. They're going to bust out that one formation with four tight ends and everybody's going to go crazy about, they never do that in the game.
And yet you think they don't do that, but they do it every year in training camp. But the thing they do on the first day, we're not even in pads yet, we're going to do that in real life. Come on now. Kadarius Toney taking snaps running back is the four tight end thing. People got hot and bothered Saturday. It ain't real.
Are you going to believe this if they're doing this and they put the pads on?
I'm more willing to do it. Okay. I'm more willing to believe
because
it.
Because this week they put the pads on.
Mm-hmm.
They put the pads on what, Wednesday?
I think it's Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. You got to go like 4 days. You got to practice without pads 4 days. So they started on Saturday. So yeah, they will put on pads this week. If they put Kadarius Toney in at running back, when they start to hit each other, they are serious about it.
Or they're serious about his trade value.
What do you think his trade value is?
It's more if he can play multiple positions.
Is he Travis Hunter now? Who do you think he is?
You're putting him in all the positions on the field. Why not line him up at corner?
It's not a bad idea. They got an opening now with no Snead. They got an opening. Whoa, what more can he do? Kick return, punt return. He might be Travis Hunter now that I'm thinking about it.